We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mike Sullivan did another one of those FaceTime calls with reporters, video conference with reporters today. Thought it was interesting, Chris. He had a framed Sidney Crosby jersey behind him during the interview, and it just kind of hit me, like, the kind of oddity of a coach having one of his current players celebrated in that kind of way. Like, do you think at any point Bill Belichick purchased a Tom Brady jersey or had Tom give him a jersey autographed and framed it in his home?
It's funny because the minute you brought this up, I immediately flashed to Brady and Belichick, who frankly are probably the next or are the most successful, like to Sullivan and Crosby right now, coach player, star player combination.
And I think a lot of I think Sullivan models himself after Belichick, and I think Crosby and Brady have a lot of character traits in common.
I think that's true, but I think where everybody differs is Sullivan is willing to sort of acknowledge his player's greatness, even though I think in hockey it's actually harder in some ways for Crosby to – in fact, I know it is. It's harder for Crosby to impact games as directly as Brady did. If anything, if there's a picture for Belichick of Brady in his house, even though I think he understands his greatness, it's probably like in a urinal that he put in his basement, and he probably has Brady's face on the back of it.
I think that Sullivan probably is allowed to, or feels like he can, not worship, but can give Sidney Crosby special dispensation and treat him like more than just a regular player, and even openly acknowledge that he's getting the unique, special opportunity to coach a player like that and isn't hiding it. And believes he can do all that, Chris, probably because he feels like Sidney Crosby won't take advantage of it. That there are other guys who might. Like, I don't think Kevin Colbert has a signed Ben Roethlisberger jersey at home. Or maybe he does, actually. I don't know. I don't think Tomlin does.
No, I would agree with that. I think the thing about Crosby that is so different from really any of the players we've mentioned so far, including Brady, who, I mean, Doran will tell anybody who'll listen, Doran Dickerson, who spent just a cup of coffee in New England, how much of a maniac Brady is about winning. Crosby is more shut off to the outside world in the traditional sense than I think any of these guys. Like, Ben doesn't run his own Twitter feed. We know that because the thing just throws blocks left and right.
Craig, are you blocked?
Like a sensitive fan would.
By Ben's account? Yeah.
Chris?
Of course I am. Oh, my God. If I wasn't, that would be like Chaminade over Virginia. My God.
I'm the last man standing on the good ship, Ben Roethlisberger Twitter.
If I wasn't blocked by Ben by Ben's Twitter feed, I would do something today to make sure that I remedied that situation. I would say anything. My point is, Brady does like that corny humor on Twitter. You can tell whoever tells him what to write or whoever does it for him, they like really want to try to be edgy and hip with it. Think of how unusual it is, honestly, man, that Crosby does not have a formal Twitter account. I think he copped one time, like it was indirectly through a Rob Rossi story. Yeah, to having a burner account where he would lurk and maybe comment anonymously. Like, Kevin Durant does that and we all laugh at it, but Kevin Durant does it and we laugh at it because he has a real account and gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. Crosby is as anonymous and as low-key, and I know that saying this is like, it's almost fetishized in this town, like how much of a home buddy he is, but he really is one of the most boring, truly great athletes I've ever seen.
And I think that's great for the Penguins. They don't need him, like his personality.
It's bad for hockey, though.
I was just going to say that. I don't think it's bad. I mean, his personality, like being all class, only caring about winning, you know, like he's going to be immortalized here and legions of fans, and he created hockey fans and, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, that he has a one-track mind. I think that's beneficial for the Penguins. I don't think it's good for the NHL. I don't think it's helpful that the NFL's like most recognizable face or person on Twitter is a former Penguin, like healthy scratch. Like Paul Bissonnette has the biggest Twitter following of any current or former NHL player. And I think, you know, in one sense, it's like wild that such a low profile player could amass such a Twitter following. But at the same time, like LeBron,
he's got nothing to lose.
LeBron James and Tom Brady are very active on social media, and they're good at it, and they build their brand, and they allow fans a look into their lives that way. And Sidney Crosby doesn't do that, and I don't know. I don't think many.
He's perfected the art, though, in a niche like regional sport of being regionally beloved, because there's a large subset of people in this town who want to believe athletes should be like seen and not heard, really. Like, play your game and then shut up. They adhere to that ridiculously old school notion of what these guys should and shouldn't do in terms of their public personas. He regionally could not be more beloved, in part because he doesn't do anything. He's like a hockey robot. And yet nationally, he's doing absolutely nothing, really, in terms of like raising the profile of the sport. And that's not his prerogative. It shouldn't be his job to do that. But I'm saying he's done nothing to make you think like, oh, wow, hockey players can be really cool, especially the best one.
NHL players still genuflect and just bow down to Sidney Crosby. He dominated a Players Association poll. The results were released today. The only thing Sid really lost, this is interesting, he lost the best forward vote in a landslide to Connor McDavid. McDavid got 68% of the vote. Sid only got 15. But then Sid won the following. If you need to win one game, who is the one player you would want on your team? Sidney Crosby, 44%, was the runaway winner there. And then most complete winner, Sid, 46%.
So explain to me, the complete one makes sense. They just think like he's really good in his own zone. That just tells that when I hear complete player, I say best two-way forward. And the two-way forward has to be able to be pretty good offensively. Like, it can't be like
even
Michael
though he's never
Pekka.
Won the Selke. But go on.
It's like a more offensively minded Michael Pekka is what I always think of. Like, Bergeron is probably correct to be the number two. Yeah, he should be the number two on there. Explain to me. I think you're a very smart guy. How do you reconcile the whole one guy to win one game and Crosby winning it pretty convincingly, but McDavid winning the best forward thing even more convincingly over him? I'm having trouble, like, other than
okay,
like
so
the being mythical,
not
superstitious stuff,
yeah,
about
okay,
that,
so
and the Penguins being so much more successful than the Oilers.
All right, so there's not a good football analogy to make here with quarterbacks, because Mahomes just won the Super Bowl, so I can't use that. But I would say this, like in baseball, for example, you know, if you had one game to win, what pitcher would you want on the mound? All right, just because Clayton Kershaw might be the best pitcher, given either his lack of postseason success or whatever, you might not vote him for that, because his ability to win games that count have not been very
but
good.
That's such an individual role within a team sport of pitcher. Like, it's up to him. McDavid could have three goals in a playoff deciding game, and his team just vomits all over himself and loses 6-5
sure.
or something like that.
Yeah,
I think if McDavid played for the Penguins, if they somehow had gotten the golden goose to continue laying eggs and had like Crosby and Malkin get hurt one year, they finish last in the league and get McDavid, I think McDavid would win the award, would win like all of these poll questions, because I think that he would have, in this structure, been unstoppable.
So you are presenting an alternative universe where the Penguins have Malkin, Sid, and Connor McDavid? All right.
Yeah, and their fans and Penguins fans complain that, like,
Jack Johnson
not,
is getting too many shifts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when will we ever catch a break as fans?
How about this one, Chris? Best goalie. Fleury was third behind Carey Price, who can never make the playoffs because he's making too much money and is an incompetent GM up in Montreal. And Andre Vasilevsky was second. Matt Murray, I don't think, even received a vote in that category, so that'll just fuel the flames for the Fleury fanatics. And you know what? Fleury is a better goalie right now than Matt Murray.
Fleury's had – listen, if you're going to tell me – if someone's going to come up to me and say to me that they saw Marc-Andre Fleury's second act in Vegas being as good as it's been so far, like they foretold this all along, you're going to show me a liar.
Well, no one thought they would make as an expansion team the Stanley Cup final. Yeah, so you're right.
They made it to the final because of him. Like, anyone that tells you that Marc-Andre Fleury was going to be the odds-on favorite for the Conn Smythe up until the Stanley Cup final happened, like three games shy of winning the Stanley Cup, he was going to win the award in a walk, is lying to you.
Here's a good one, Chris. Who is the best golfer among players? Joe Pavelski won. Justin Schultz finished third. Greg McKegg finished fourth. And I just think it speaks to Greg McKegg must be a prolific golfer. Because
Greg McKegg
has
taken money off of better hockey players who have much deeper pockets.
Because he is such an anonymous – I know he's a former Penguin. He's played for everybody. He is such an anonymous hockey player that he must be so good at golf that
guys must take him to big money tournaments and win a ton of money with him as like their playing partner.
But just to be thought of, like that it's even
it would be like back in the day, like you have this poll like what 15, 20 years ago, and someone's like, best golfer, that's Joe Dziedzic for sure. I think I might have just pulled a name out of the Penguins past that even you don't know.
Did you know that Schultz was a good golfer?
No. He's not a very good hockey player this year, so I guess he's had time to practice.
Now, that's one thing that would drive me nuts. If a guy was out but thought to himself, I can't, you know, play hockey, but I could probably get in a cart and play 18 today.
I am going to zip my lips further.
Why?
Because I could say something right now that would be very interesting, but I won't. Because it actually is apocryphal and not firsthand. It's secondhand knowledge on something. And I do not want to speak secondhand about something. I will tell you during the break, I promise.
Okay.
But you just jogged a little thought in my head when you said that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.